Hey everyone, this is Christina Danielle of thechristinadanielle.com. I am a mom, a godpreneur, an author, a speaker, a purpose alignment coach, and most importantly, I am a real person. Welcome to episode number two. So if you joined me on episode number one, you learned a little bit about my adolescent background, how I started coming into who I am today. And you learned a little bit about my relationship with my mom. You heard about my relationship with my dad. Didn't explain that much because, as stated on episode one, that's an episode in itself. And you also learned that I lost my mom at the age of 15. So living with my mom was beautiful. Like, it was amazing. That was my best friend. I guess you can say she still is because her spirit lives within me and around me. But definitely my earthly best friend at the time. And so when I lost her, I lost myself. Yeah. I mean, if anyone is listening to this and you lost your mom, I'm pretty sure you can relate if you had a really good relationship with her. And I pray that you did. And if you didn't, I pray that you heal from that. But when I lost her, I really definitely lost a part of Christina. And prior to my mom's passing, she was the only person I've ever lived with. Like, I would live with her and some other family, such as my grandmother or my aunt. But I've always lived with my mom until the day when she took her last breath. And so when she passed, now decisions had to be made as to where I was going to live. Now, you would think I would stay with my grandmother because that's who I was living with my mom when my mom took sick, right? But became a custody battle where my dad wanted me, my grandmother wanted me, and I wasn't really sure why either one wanted me. And I think that's more so because I just wasn't sure what my value was, right? Like, what difference does it make? Mommy's not here. Doesn't matter where I live. Why are you guys fighting over me anyway? Like, what's the big deal? Maybe if I knew my value, I would have understood why they were fighting, because honey, now you should want to fight over me. Hello, somebody. Let the church say amen. But like I said before, being with mommy, I was really happy. Despite what we were going through, we didn't have a lot of money. We lived in a one-bedroom apartment. I think eventually we did go to a two-bedroom, but I think, honestly, mommy turned one of those rooms into a bedroom because that's what mommy did. Mommy made do with what she had. Kind of sort of like how Christina started to do when Christina had kids. Making do with what she had. Now, I think that's just a motherly thing, but there's a little bit of a difference with a woman who has the intention of assuring that her kids are good. And mommy made sure that I was good, regardless to what we didn't have. She always made sure that we knew that we did, or I knew that we did. And so I was somewhat strong then, pretty happy. But then when mommy passed, I mean, my whole world changed. I was used to living with my mom. I was used to living a certain type of way. And when this whole custody battle thing happened, and not only just the custody battle, now I'm back and forth in court. Like, what is this? But even more so than that, like, I felt like I had to, like, fight for myself. Like, what is going on here? And so, long story short, I made a decision to go live with my dad in Brooklyn. Well, not really my dad, but my grandmother, my dad's mom in Brooklyn, as opposed to staying my grandmother in Queens, my mom's mom. Why did I make that decision? Because I just felt it was safe at that time and not for me, because Christina was always looking out for the other person because Christina didn't know her worth. Christina didn't even realize that until she told you that just now. Wow, that's crazy. That's why it's really, really good to get your feelings out, not just out of your head, but get them out and speak your truth. Because not only are you healing someone else, you're healing yourself. That's why I started this podcast. I knew there was a lot of things that God wanted me to talk about, but I was so uncomfortable and embarrassed and ashamed that I did not want to come out here and tell y'all my business. But if it's helping you, if it's healing you, then I'm all for it. Take my truth. Take my pain, take my shame, my embarrassment, whatever you want to call it, and mold it to make you better. Because that's what I'm doing, making myself better. So I went in Brooklyn and I lived with my grandmother out there, and that was good. I mean, I didn't have any problems there, but Daddy fought for me to live with him with this whole custody battle, but I never lived with him. So I don't even understand that. So guess what happened? Well, I started feeling like, why did he even want me to come here? I mean, I was happy at my grandmother's house in Brooklyn. There was no doubt about that. My family was very, very supportive. My grandmother to this day is very, very supportive. Speaking of my paternal grandmother, that is. And all of my family, my father's side, is just so loving and so heartwarming. And it's just beautiful to be around them. So it wasn't that I didn't want to be there, but Daddy fought for me to go live with him, but I wasn't living with him. Very interesting. So a man fights for you to be with him, but he's not really with you, or you're not really with him. Could that be another lesson? Could that be something that we should pay attention to? I don't know. You tell me. But what it did, though, is it made me go look for happiness, because now I wasn't happy. And again, my family was supportive and I loved them, but I was not happy. And I did have a boyfriend at the time. As a matter of fact, he was my first love. He was my first just about everything. And we ended up making a baby. Yep. Mommy passed at 15 and I was pregnant by 16. Oh boy. How interesting is that? I went looking for happiness in the wrong places. Now, do not get it wrong. Don't get it twisted, because that baby that I got pregnant with and had at a tender young age is my ace boon coon today. That is my best friend. My daughter is lit. Like, she is the dopest daughter ever. Seriously. If you don't believe me, check her out on Instagram at the DJ Royal. She'll teach you some things. But again, looking for happiness in the wrong places, I found myself pregnant at a young age. Very scary, extremely scary. And as a matter of fact, I hid it for so long. Like, I literally did not say anything to anyone. And some of my classmates, because I was in high school at the time, realized that I was pregnant the night of my prom, when my dress had a little bit of a protrusion to it, right? And then some other people, aka family, found out when I graduated and walked across that stage. Because if you thought for a second that me getting pregnant was going to stop me from getting my education on, you're sadly mistaken. I still have principles and morals and some type of values. Thank you very much. So I still made sure to graduate from high school even while pregnant. So if any younger ladies are listening to this, and for whatever reason you found yourself in a situation where you got pregnant at a young age and you feel like life is over, it is not, honey. Let me tell you, if you continue to listen, I promise I will help to guide you to a better version of you. I promise to help to guide you through my mistakes, through my faults, and through my life. I promise to help to guide you, to show you that, listen, you getting pregnant at a young age is not the end of the world. Is it difficult? Yes. Are you going to have struggles? Absolutely. Is it going to be perfect? Absolutely not. But it is not the end of the world. I walked across that stage proudly and got my diploma. Thank you very much. And let's note, it was a Regents diploma. Why is that important? Because can nobody tell me what you can't do? And can nobody tell me that it's not possible? But not just that. That Regents diploma that I got that day set the tone and the standard for my very own daughter to get her a higher diploma when she graduated. And we'll talk about that later. My daughter's always in competition with me. Good competition. So I'm grateful. But in any case, these are the things in our life that shapes us, that makes us who we are right now. But sometimes we forget the things that we've been through. Sometimes we forget that we're really stronger than we know. Like, I literally went from being somewhat strong and completely happy to not strong at all. And definitely not happy. I mean, I had my daughter, and then, wow. After I had my daughter, the person that I had my daughter with, we had a baby with somebody else. How dare you? How dare you? Like, You had me and you went and had the baby with somebody else. But we're not going to fault the mom of that child. We're not going to fault that child because they are still the sister to my children. But long story short, I ended up getting pregnant again. And at 19, we had a son. So now, here I am with two children. I'm under the age of 21. What am I supposed to do? I don't know anything. My mom isn't here. I don't have a relationship with my dad. How does life go on for me? I guess you can say this is the point where a lot of things started to turn around. Like, I had to learn and on my own. See, I lost my mom at 15. I didn't really learn how to become a woman, let alone a mom of two. Come on, guys. But that's just how God works. He takes the situations that you think that you're so ashamed of and you think are so embarrassing. And he chips away at the embarrassment. He chips away at the negativity. He chips away at the naysayers and the people who talk bad about you and say that you're never going to be anything. He chips away at that. And when he's done, you start to see something different. And I can definitely tell you, having my kids at a young age made me different. They became my new happiness. Not the fake happiness that I thought I had when I went looking for love in the wrong places or happiness in the wrong places. They were my new happiness. More importantly, my children were my saviors. They're the reason I'm alive today, literally. Because what I didn't tell you is that when my mom passed away, I tried to take my own life. Clearly unsuccessful. Thank you, God. What situations in your life have shaped you into who you are today? Who said what about you that made you feel less than? Where have you looked for happiness? Is it in the places that happiness should be? Is it real happiness? Is it real love? Do you understand your value? What value do you hold yourself to? All of these things are the things that ran through my head, and now I'm putting them in yours. Go take some time to rediscover you. Go back to those moments and see how they've shaped what you are and who you are today, how you make your decisions, how you look at life, your perspective. I can't wait to hear from you, and I'll see you on episode 3, where we'll continue with being a teen mom of two and how that went and that relationship with their father. Episode 3 will be interesting. Again, don't forget, you can always connect with me in the meantime on Instagram at 3_123, Christina Danielle, or on Facebook at Christina Stewart. And you can also go to my website, thechristinadanielle.com. It's been a pleasure, guys and gals. See you on episode 3. Thank you for joining me. Much love and blessings, Christina Danielle.